T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. It is a Patriots Monday and 2:30. It's time to talk to the quarterback. And our quarterback interview is sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the quarterback, Mac Jones. Mac, how you doing? Lou and Christian here.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good, good.
We're doing good, man. Congrats. Another big win. So I have to ask you, is that the coldest game you have ever played in?
No. I think it'll get a lot colder, and everyone had to play in it, so it's not just me. It actually felt pretty good out there, so it wasn't too bad.
So no gloves for you, huh? Do you even try them, or you just don't like them?
No, I haven't tried them, but I'll see, I guess.
Will you do me a favor? Will you explain this 2-4 mindset that I hear a lot of the players talking about post-game?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to, you know, kind of where we were and how we felt early in the season, and we were really hungry, and we're still hungry, but we just have to keep that same intensity that we had when we weren't necessarily winning, but we always talked about the, like, process and stuff like that. So we've really just stuck to the same process every week, and we got to do a better job each week, just improving on that and practicing better and applying it to the game. When, you know, the game comes, that's obviously the most important time, and that's when you want to be your best.
How much of that 2-4 mindset relates to all the criticism that you guys were hearing around town?
Around town,
I would say different platforms, you know, radio shows, paper, I mean, all forms of communication.
Yeah, I think just at the end of the day, in the beginning of the year, we weren't winning. That's all it comes down to. But we knew that we still have a good team, and none of that really matters now. And really just going forward, all that matters is going 1-0 each week. And I think we've had the right mindset of just focusing on the game we're about to play. And that's been important. And it's a long season. And that's what I know from listening to everybody. Just it's a long year, and you got to just keep grinding, and the wins will come.
So we're talking to Mac Jones, and Mac, touchdown pass to Kendrick Bourne. I did see a stat that Kendrick was now tied for first in contested catch rate, like fourth in yak, all over the place. But are you starting to gain a lot of confidence when you throw him the ball, he's coming down with it, even in those contested situations?
Yeah. I think he does a good job, you know, going up and attacking the ball. And our receiver room's done a great job of that in practice and then applying it to the game. It's kind of that mindset of just that's our ball and we're going to go get it. So they got to keep doing that, and I just got to give them a chance to touch the ball, and they'll make the play. So KB's done that, and he's an exciting player that brings great energy every day. And, you know, he's just the energizer bunny that just keeps going. So he's a great guy to have on our team.
Yeah, I heard the energizer bunny, nickname, but I also heard David Andrews call him a Labrador retriever. Why is Andrews calling? What is he doing at practice for you guys? Is it for him to be nicknamed a Labrador retriever?
I don't know. I guess he's always on go, and he's always running around having a good time. So I guess that's where that comes from.
You guys aren't throwing stuff to me.
Bring the ball back to you every time you throw it to him?
Does he put it – when you throw him the ball, does he put it at your feet and it's all wet and gross? Is that what –
No, he just dances after he catches the ball, and he has fun with it. So
there was a point, Mac, where I was a little worried for you. I was thinking back. I'm like, wait, did he just take a big hit? Because he's sort of concussed. Take me through that run that you felt was like a first down run that was just a couple yards shy of it?
it was just I thought I was maybe going to get the flag or whatever, but they made the right choice because I didn't give myself up. So I thought that they had already thrown it, so we got the first down, but we didn't. That was just kind of a I looked back and I was like, oh, dang, that was too soon, I guess.
Yep. your reaction to the ref when he didn't throw the flag, when you were surprised?
Or? I mean, that's his job. And I talked to him about it and he's like, well, if you give yourself up and as a quarterback, then you'll get it. But I was considered a runner, so it was a good call.
But before that, I feel like, you probably had one of your most challenging sequences of the year. Before that play, you had the throw in the dirt to Kendrick Bourne. Feels like you just weren't sure about it. Then you almost had a pick six.
Yeah, I think just my thing is just committing to the throw. And, you can't sit there and do 50-50 passes. So if you're going to throw it, just throw it. And obviously I shouldn't have thrown it there, but at least I committed to the throw. And I can do a better job getting it to the guy who was open on the play. And a lot of it's just preventing turnovers. Like, that was too close to being a turnover. So you don't ever want to do that.
I'm sure the players and the coaches probably appreciate that mindset, committing to the throw, no indecision. I feel like gets a lot of these young quarterbacks in trouble because they overthink it. Is that something that Josh has been coaching you up on, or is that something that you came to the team with?
I think it's definitely, Josh lets us go out there and play, and we have a game plan in mind, and he does a great job throughout the weekend, that's ready to go. And when you're out there, it's just might be a little bit different than practice or whatever, and you just got to, like I said, commit to it. And he understands, like, all the players are out there playing, and he has a very good view of everything and sees it exactly how we see it. So we're all on the same page there, and everyone just has to do that. If it's a run play, commit to the block you're supposed to make or whatever it may be. It just goes back to, like, doing your job really well. So
we're talking to Mac Jones on the Harbor One Hotline. And, Mac, for years, we've all heard as Patriot fans, Tom Brady talk about these famous one-on-one meetings with Bill every week, whether it's Tuesdays or whatever it was, just sit down one-on-one, just talking football, going over the game plan. Do you have those with Bill, one-on-one sit-downs every week?
That's top secret information. So I think we obviously do meet with him, and it does help, though, like when we meet and he goes through the situations and stuff. And, that's pretty much it. I mean, he does a great job coaching everybody, and we're all listening to every word that he says because he's been a great coach for a long time, and he's seen football, a lot more football than all of us. So we're all there to listen and learn, and whether it's a team meeting or whatever. So
I'm assuming you probably meet with McDaniels also, probably more. So when you guys are installing maybe red zone, short yardage, 2-minute, like how often do you get play suggestions into the game plan?
I think Josh does a great job of listening to all the suggestions that we have. And at the end of the day, he puts them all in. And if I don't like one or something, I'll talk through it with him. And he does a great job explaining why it's there. And if I have a suggestion, he'll always listen and put it in. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's a mutual relationship, and his job is to call the plays, and my job is to execute whatever he calls. So we all have to do that on offense. I mean, if it's a run or pass or screen or whatever, so, and we obviously can do a better job of that. So the plays are great, and we just need to execute better on Sundays.
All right, we're talking to Mac Jones. And Mac, this is 12 games in your professional career. I'm curious, is there something you've learned about the game of football that you didn't know before you became a pro, like learned at this level?
I mean, obviously you're learning a lot every day, whether it's situationally or the rules or however it may be different from college or whatever, but there's nothing that I'm not all knowing, and nobody on our team is all knowing. We're all at different points in our career or whatever, but we're trying to just learn every day. And one that stood out to me, obviously, is an easy one, but, like, the clock stopping in 2 minutes when you get a first down in college is different than the NFL. Like, it goes a lot quicker. Obviously, it doesn't stop. So, I mean, that's one little thing. Obviously, a lot of people know that, but when you're out there, it is a lot faster in that regard.
You know, when things are going great for you guys red zone wise and you see Nick Folk walk out onto the field, do you ever give him a quick little side eye of disgust? I'm sure it's a contrast of emotions.
No, I mean, it is good to have him out there. I mean, it's better than the other team getting the ball back or something like that. So points are points, and he does a great job. Obviously, Jake and Joe do a great job, too, and the field goal team blocking everybody and making sure everything goes. So it takes all 11 guys there, too. And as long as we can get it down there, I know we want to score touchdowns, but points are points, and we'll find ways to get the ball in so he can just kick extra points instead of 3 points.
Yeah, exactly. I only want him coming out there for extra points. I always hated it when the field goal kicker came out.
Yeah.
All right, Mac. So, listen, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with locations in Dedham near Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, so during the telecast, you know, the announcers were talking about your favorite tennis player. And I want to say his name is Gael Monfils, something like that. That's my best French accent there, yeah. Mac. Yes. Why this guy? What is it about this dude that you like so much?
I just remember watching him when I was little, and I watched everybody, obviously, and my dad had played tennis for a long time, and we always watched on the Tennis Channel. But I just liked how he played. Like, he was just very out of the ordinary. He would do, like, flips and stuff and in between a leg, tweener shots and all that. So it was just really fun to watch him play. And I mean, I don't, like, keep up with him or anything like that. But
he's a big dude, too, Maggie. He's 6'4".
Yeah, the Frenchman.
Oh, that's his nickname, the Frenchman?
Yeah, you like the showman in him, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
Yeah, but he was just fun to watch.
All right, so getting ready for your first Monday Night Football game. I'm guessing you're excited about that. We'll talk to some of the players going through it, but any feelings about getting your first Monday Night Football game?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. They just have said that Monday Night games, there's a lot of energy, and obviously where we're playing is a great football city who cares a lot about football, and they have a really good team. So I think we just got to go in there and have fun and enjoy the moment. And I know both teams are going to play really hard, so it'll be a really good atmosphere and all that, and I'm excited for it, so it'll be fun.
What do you know about the Bills Mafia?
Yeah, I mean, I know they're a great fan base. They have a lot of passion, and they bring a lot of energy to the games, and even before the games, I've seen a lot of crazy videos and stuff. So.
You know they like to throw stuff onto the field, right? Has anybody told you what they like to throw onto the field? Especially in that one corner end zone?
Don't pick it up if you see
it. Yeah, don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
Especially if you don't have gloves on. You have no idea where it's been, Mac. Your elder's talking to you. Just leave it there and call an adult. If it's moving, definitely call an adult. All right.
All right, Mac, listen, man, good luck next week. We're looking forward to talking to you. Have a good time Monday Night Football in Buffalo.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.